The Pup and Paws Cast is brought to you by Dog & Company. You can check out their website, dog-co.com. My guests today are Jeanette Bliss and Norm Osborne from SNP OC. That's SNP Overton County is what it stands for. So, Jeanette, what is the mission of SNP OC?
Well, the mission is represented by the name of our group also, which actually stands for Spay Neuter Incentive Program of Overton County. And our mission is to help people who can't afford to do it to get their dogs fixed. And our motto is actually, don't litter, fix your critter. And we can help people do that if they're residents of Overton County and meet certain criteria.
And there's no shelter in Overton County, correct?
There is no shelter. There is no animal control of any kind. And as far as I know, we're the only group that helps people deal with the fact that there are strays and neglected animals in the county. And a big reason for that is because people can't afford to or don't think they can afford to get their animals fixed. So that's what we hope to do is reduce the number of animals that are neglected or not cared for or just not wanted by keeping them from being born and giving the animals that we do have healthy lives.
And Norm, how did SNP OC begin? Did you know that there was such a need for it?
Yeah, we started in 2009, and there's so many animals out on the roads getting hit and so forth. And most of us were transplants from other states, retired and moved here. And we had shelters in the states where we lived, but the taxes were a lot higher. We checked into how much it would cost to get a shelter in the county, and it was just prohibitive. So we thought if we could help work with the vets, give us a break in the price, and we could raise some funds that we could help cut down on the litters that are out there. We didn't have enough money to start a 501c3 to begin with, so we partnered with a group out of Nashville. We did that for almost 9 months and decided we wanted to go out on our own, and got our own 501c3.
So it is a nonprofit. And how are you staffed? I know that there's not enough funds to actually pay the staff. You've probably got a lot of volunteers. Are there a lot in your group?
Well, there's a core group of about 7 people, and other people who come and show up at our fundraisers, help do the heavy lifting at our yard sales or cook spaghetti when we used to have spaghetti dinners, that kind of thing. Basically, the 7 of us meet every other month and discuss our status of funds that we've raised and events that we've held and so forth, and we're all unpaid. Most of us, like Norm said, are retired folks, although there are some younger people as well that spend time on the weekends to help us, and we've been together from the very beginning in 2009, pretty much.
Do veterinarians around the county help?
We get help from 2 veterinarians, the Livingston Veterinary Clinic and Monterey Highway up in Livingston, Veterinary Care Associates, which took over Ragland and Riley's. They give us a little of a discount, and we also deal with the spay-neuter clinic here in Cookeville.
How do you get those funds that you so desperately need?
Well, one of our volunteers is our grant application person, and we apply for grants to places like Bissell Pet Foundation, Petco, and various other groups that do provide money for both rescue organizations, animal rescue organizations, and spay-neuter organizations. And so, thankfully, with the fact that we have a track record of being involved in this since 2009, we've done close to 3,000 animals. By next spring, we expect to have helped residents of the county fix almost 3,000 animals, about half and half dogs and cats. And on that basis, we are getting more grants awarded to us.
What community events have you been involved with, Norm? I know SNP OC is involved with a lot.
We had Falloween up in Livingston. We've had a booth up there, I think, 2 years, 3 years now, passing out animal crackers instead of candy to the kids. We're in the Christmas parade every year. Last year, we did win first place.
I forget exactly what the theme of the parade was. Every year, there is a theme, but somehow we came up with the idea of Snoopy. So we found a big stuffed Snoopy doll or stuffed toy on eBay. And I had a doghouse that we dressed up in, wrapped up in Christmas paper, and Maxine dressed up as Lucy. My husband John dressed up as Charlie Brown.
I said, that's the first dog I ever loved, Snoopy, you know.
We got a little Woodstock, too, to sit in Snoopy's lap.
You
got to
give
well.
Woodstock some credit.
Absolutely.
That's his buddy.
Yeah.
So with Snip OC, people may want to donate. How can they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, there are lots of ways to help. Donations are always welcome. You can send money to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 42 in Rickman, 38580, and that's again, to Snip OC. We also have a can collection, aluminum can collection station outside of the Tractor Supply in Livingston. You'll see a big sign as soon as you're pulling into the parking lot going up the hill. It's on the left.
How much does that help you guys? Because people think, well, how much can cans help? They help a lot.
It helps a lot. We go in by the truckload. And so every once in a while, we come back with a nice, you know, $100 bill from donation.
Just about every month and a half. Month and a half, we get enough for $90, $95.
And there are donation jars around the community also at the various vets and other places, the Garden Cafe and Karen's House of Beauty.
Doghouse
of Beauty. And the other way, the best way to call if you need our help with getting an animal fixed is to call our number, which is 931-303-2567. You can also find our website at snipoc.com. And we have a Facebook page, which is Snip OC with a dash, and that's the one in Rickman. You may get a couple of ones that pop up on Facebook if you're searching for us, but it's the one in Rickman, Tennessee.
Well, Jeanette Bliss, Norm Osborne for Snip OC, thank you so much for being my guest today.
We so appreciate your letting us come on, and I did want to mention some of the other groups in the community that help us. We get support from Office Max with help for our copying of flyers, which we hand out as often as we can to let people know how our process works. And when you do call our number, we ask you to leave a message and hopefully a number where you can be reached, because we'll return your call. That'll probably be Norm that returns your call and asks you how many animals you have in your household and which of them might need fixing. And then we figure out how we can help and which vet would be the best one to help you. Give us a call. Don't litter. Fix your critter.
Snip OC is who we've been talking about. And we want to thank our sponsor, Dog & Company, for making this podcast possible, dog-co.com. My thanks to Jeanette Bliss and Norm Osborne.